Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Policy in Perspective podcast from Mathematica Policy Research. My name's Ann Person, and I'm a researcher at Mathematica. I also direct the company's Center for Improving Research Evidence, or CIRE. On November 5th, CIRE will host a public forum and a live webinar to explore the latest trends in using administrative data to improve public child welfare programs. Today, we'll hear from my colleague and Mathematica Senior Fellow, Matt Stagner, who will talk to us about why this is such an important policy issue and give us a preview of what to expect at the event. Thanks for being here today, Matt.
Thanks, Ann. I'm thrilled that we could do this podcast. I think it's a great opportunity to get listeners thinking about questions they may have for our panelists at the upcoming forum. And I think CIRE gives our group the perfect platform for a discussion about how to use administrative data more efficiently and effectively in the child welfare sphere.
Thanks, Matt. I agree that this should be a really interesting event. CIRE, as you know, focuses on helping decision makers understand the best ways to use evidence in developing and running programs that serve the public good. This topic fits right into our wheelhouse, and of course, we're thrilled to have such a dynamic panel of speakers at the event, including Dr. Maria Kansian from the Administration for Children and Families, or ACF, Brian Lindert from Eckerd Community Alternatives in Florida, and Jennifer Noyes from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Matt, let's start with our motivation for hosting this forum in November. Can you talk a bit about why this is such a hot topic right now?
That's a great question, Ann. Administrative data use has, of course, been a question for decades. But right now, within the federal government, there's a real push toward getting states and localities to use administrative data better. In child welfare, that means the SACWA systems that there's been a heavy investment in over the last couple of decades. But I think most folks in child welfare research and practice feel that though our data systems have improved, the use of that data to inform policy and practice still has a ways to go. Last February, OMB wrote a memo that provided special guidance to state and federal agencies encouraging the use of administrative data for statistical purposes. That highlighted the importance of opening federal data warehouses for private sector-like innovation for public use. And also, of course, respecting privacy and protecting confidentiality is key, but there's a sense that there's more that could be done with these data. ACF has had a focus over the last few years on interoperability, meaning getting the various programs that they fund and that come together at the state and local level to work together in a more coordinated fashion. And the use of administrative data is key to improving interoperability. So these aren't easy questions. It sounds perhaps easier than it is in reality. But we know that learning how to use these better will really require the input of state and local leaders, as well as the researchers who are adept at using the data and have an understanding of child welfare practice as well as policy.
But the data sets have been around for a long time. What are the challenges that make this so difficult?
I guess I would think of the challenges in a few different buckets. So one that often comes up is the legal bucket, the challenges of getting approval from one system that it is okay for the other system to use its data. And there are reasonable laws that restrict the use of data outside of the system where it was collected. Those are meant to protect confidentiality of individuals and prevent the misuse of data. But sometimes those laws can get in the way of use of the data in ways that would really help improve the system. And so finding legal advocates within each system who understand what they're trying to protect, but also what they're trying to achieve in sharing the data is important. A second one is that to match these data, one really has to figure out the level of analysis, whether one's interested in the child level or the family level or the individual adult level. And then find that person or that family in other data systems that they may not be familiar with. That sounds like it ought to be easy in a day when we all have many identifiers that tell us who we are, social security numbers and date of birth and addresses, but it can become surprisingly complex to try to figure that out. And then I would say a third challenge or a third bucket is that these data systems were built for a particular system. They have data in them that measures something of importance to that system, but when the data are used by a third party researcher who's putting them together, or they're used by people in the other system, for example, when education data is used within the child welfare setting, it can be very hard to understand what the data really were meant to say when they were collected, and what each variable means, and which data might be most valuable, and which data set or data element might not be one that one would want to use because the incentives to fill it out correctly are not aligned, or that's often an unknown and caseworkers skip over it. So getting down into the weeds of how the data sets actually tell us about families and children, one can get very tangled up and need to really take the perspective of the agency that collected the data.
And speaking of those agencies, what is ACF doing to address some of these challenges, or what are other agencies doing to help get over these challenges?
Well, I think it's important to recognize the difference between the federal perspective here and the state or local perspective, and that's why we are so excited to have representatives of all three levels at our forum. So ACF is primarily a funding agency that sets guidelines for each program and helps states conduct its work. It helps the state conduct its work either directly from the state. Child welfare is a mix of state-run systems as well as county-run systems. So in many states, the states are a conduit of funding down to the county level where real operations happen. So what each has to do at each level is somewhat different. And I think the importance is that ACF has recognized its role as a federal agency in making it easier for states to achieve the aims of using the vast array of administrative data to improve policy.
So within and across the states, could you point to some examples of where really good work is being done?
Yes, I think there are a number of states that are tackling this, and of course each in its own way because of the nuances of state and local data systems. So we have two examples represented at the forum, though I can think of others as well. Wisconsin has worked a lot at the state level. So in Madison, the close relationship between the Institute for Research on Poverty and the state government has led to a number of studies that have put data together from one ACF-funded system to another, or to a system such as the education system that may be outside of ACF's purview. So we recently heard about some work that Jennifer may touch on in the forum that looked at the educational trajectories of foster children by putting together data on education with data on children in foster care to understand how the foster care system may be impeding educational progress or may be able to change policies to minimize the effect of foster care on educational progress of children. That's an issue that has also been looked at in Illinois and some other states. In Florida, there's interesting access at Hillsborough, in Hillsborough County and the surrounding counties, where it's possible to understand the health care receipt of children in the child welfare system as well as the educational trajectories, and try to really address again how these systems are possibly working at odds but could better coordinate to improve the lives of children and potentially get them back to their families more quickly or improve those families' conditions.
Well, thank you, Matt. This should be a really exciting and informative discussion. Just as a reminder for our listeners, the SIRE Forum is open to the public. It'll take place on Thursday, November 5th at Mathematica's Washington, D.C. office. The program will last from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it'll be followed immediately by a networking reception from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. We also encourage you to tweet your thoughts about this topic or questions for our forum panelists at any point leading up to the event. Please use the hashtag 2015 SIRE Forum. For those wishing to attend the event via webinar, we'll offer a simultaneous webcast. Please visit Mathematica's SIRE website at sire.mathematica-mpr.com for registration information. Thank you all for listening to Policy and Perspective from Mathematica Policy Research.